This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both Houses of Parliament have given their approval to refer the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. The bill aims to further amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. The objective of the bill is to make the use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved a motion in the Lok Sabha to refer the bill to a JPC comprising members of both the houses for wider consultations. The committee will consist of 21 members from the Lok Sabha nominated by the Speaker and 10 members from the Rajya Sabha nominated by the Chairman. The committee will submit its report to this House by the last day of the first week of the winter session. Rajya Sabha also approved the motion to nominate 10 members from its side to the Joint Committee for consideration of the FCRA Amendment Bill 2026. Today is the last day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The session, which began on the 20th of last month, will conclude today. The Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Both Houses of Parliament are also scheduled to take up private members' business today. The Calcutta High Court has cancelled OBC certificates issued under the OBC A and OBC B classifications introduced by the previous Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal. A division bench of Justice Rajashekhar Mantha and Justice Anuj Singh, while delivering the judgment yesterday, said the two classifications no longer exist in the state and certificates issued under the earlier system have lost their validity. Holders of these certificates will now be treated as belonging to the general category. The controversy dates back to 2010, when the state divided OBC communities into OBC A and OBC B categories. In 2024, the High Court had struck down the inclusion of 66 communities in the OBC list and ordered a fresh survey. The Punjab and Haryana High Court has stayed the appointment process for the post of 454 pharmacy officers over allegations of a paper leak in the recruitment, the examination for which was held on 19th of July this year. The posts were advertised by Baba Farid University of Health Sciences in Faridkot. The next hearing of the case has been scheduled on 17th of September. The stay orders of the Punjab and Haryana High Court have come amid a political storm over the examination. Opposition parties, including BJP, Congress and Shiromani Akali Dal, have targeted the Aam Aadmi Party government and its leadership for attempting to downplay the alleged paper leak as a minor cheating case. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Sangeet Natak Akademi Fellowships and Awards for 2024 and 25 over 115 artists in a special investiture ceremony today in New Delhi. Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Minister of State for Culture Rao Inderjeet Singh will remain present on the occasion. Delhi Traffic Police has put in place special traffic restrictions and diversions around the Red Fort in view of the full dress rehearsal of Independence Day 2026 today. In an advisory, the Delhi Traffic Police has noted that commuters without rehearsal parking labels are advised to avoid the C Hexagon India Gate, Copernicus Mark, Mandi House, Sikandra Road, Tilak Mark, Mathura Road, BSZ Mark, Netaji Subhash Mark, J.L. Nehru Mark, Ring Road between Nizamuddin Katta and ISPT Kashmiri Gate and Outer Ring Road via Salimgarh Bypass till 10 a.m. today. IMD has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha today, following the formation of a low pressure area over the North Bay of Bengal. According to IMD, places over Chhattisgarh are expected to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall till tomorrow. Pakistan Air Force carried out airstrikes in Balochistan's Surab district yesterday, killing more than 30 civilians, including women and children, and injuring dozens others. In a statement, the Republic of Balochistan group claimed that Pakistani Army and Air Force carried out extensive bombing and firing in civilian areas of the Gudar locality. And BCCI and Afghanistan Cricket Board have confirmed that Afghanistan will host India for a three-match T20 international series at the Arun Jaitley Cricket Stadium in Delhi from the 13th to the 17th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.